Thanks for joining us today, Melissa. What issues stood out to you the most from this story from Victory Press? And what are you hearing from multiple players about some other issues that consistently came up?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest or perhaps most striking part of the piece was, and of course we verified this with multiple players, that in Boston, at their practice rink, which was at a college, they didn't have access to locker rooms because that meant that they had to change into their gear around the exterior of the rink. You know, not outside, but inside the rink, but around the ice surface. And then once they had their gear on, they had no access to restrooms. If they needed to use the bathroom during a practice, they had to utilize a trash can in a hallway that had like kind of a half wall next to it. And that was kind of the most striking to me because, you know, that's not only unprofessional, but that seems inhumane. I mean, if you worked at a job and, you know, even if it was, okay, maybe not the main place that you work, but another facility, and they said, oh, well, you can't go to the bathroom here. You just use a trash can or whatever. Like, you would not accept that. But that was going on for about three quarters of a season. And just the fact that it happened in the first place and the fact that it happened for so long was just really striking. But obviously, besides that, just a lot of transportation issues, players having to pay for their own airfare, which is, you know, not something that you think about when you talk about professional hockey.
The NWHL sent Victory Press a statement saying the article created a destructive and false narrative. What's your take on that?
Yeah, so I mean, one piece of this that we've clarified on Twitter a little bit, but we didn't specifically put in the piece, but we did give the NWHL a list of all these claims to respond to. So it wasn't, you know, we didn't just say, hey, we've got this piece that's coming out with all this mysterious information and we expect a response from you. We gave them a list of, here's what we've got. Would you like to respond to any of these things? And the statement was their response. I think a lot of people are very disappointed with their statement. And I tend to agree. I think to call it false, you know, it really discounts the experiences of these players. And it takes a lot of courage for these players to come forth and talk about what they dealt with. And, you know, for them to have the courage to do that and then to see the league respond as, well, it's false. You know, I can just imagine that's disheartening. I mean, if I talk about the poor conditions that I deal with at my job and my job says, oh, that's not true, well, I'm not going to be very happy. But, you know, I think the league called it a destructive narrative, as you said. It obviously is a destructive narrative, but that doesn't mean that it is false. And, you know, we spoke to players from multiple teams from multiple seasons, and, you know, we corroborated all the information that we had, and I think it is really disappointing to see them just kind of discard these players' lived experiences as false.